Every single day of the school week absolutely has a different vibe. And Wednesday is often referred to as hump day, meaning that it is the middle of the week. It is the hump right there, dead center, Monday, Tuesday, hump day, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. Now, as a middle school teacher, do I avoid using the term happy hump day? Yes, I do. And if you teach kindergarten or lower elementary, you're like, why? It's hump day. Like hump day, like camels have humps. If you teach middle school or high school, you understand that saying happy hump day in an educational setting with that age of kids is going to end up being a train wreck. But as professionals who are also mature, we understand the sentiment behind hump day. That it is a day that is in the middle of the week, and sometimes we feel like we've got great energy and we've got great momentum, and sometimes by Wednesday it feels like somebody has hit us over the head with a bag of sand. I'm not sure where your week is falling or where it's going to fall, but I do know that we can have a wonderful Wednesday. In fact, I am recording this on a Wednesday after school, and I want to tell you exactly what happened in my classroom today. We're going to have a bit of a story hour, but it's not just a story because it's also going to be a strategy that I am confident that you can easily implement with your students regardless of their age and regardless of their subject area. If you want to have a wonderful Wednesday or Monday or Tuesday or Thursday, Friday, if you want to have an awesome day that ends in Y, then why not stick around for the rest of this episode? Let's do this. There is awesome in every single school day. So here is the big question. How can teachers like us who love our job, love our students, and love being a part of education, celebrate awesome even more in our classrooms and learning communities? Where can we find teaching tips and tricks? Where can we find engaging stories and motivational strategies? That is the question, and this weekly podcast is your answer. So welcome to all my teacher friends. My name is Monica Genta, and I am so excited that you are here listening to this podcast, This Teacher Life. One of my favorite things to do in teaching is taking something that I enjoy and taking something that students enjoy and remixing it into something that I know that I can use to my advantage on an educational level. And something that kids of all ages enjoy is absolutely the game of Would You Rather. And this game is exciting because sometimes the two options given in Would You Rather are both really weird or gross. And sometimes the two options in a game of Would You Rather are both really, really awesome, so it's difficult to choose. So an example of that would be like, as an individual, would you rather eat 10 fingernails or eat 10 boogers? Both of those are intended to be very gross. Fingernails and boogers should not be eaten. And if you ask an elementary class, a middle school class, or even a high school class, would you rather eat 10 boogers or eat 10 fingernails, you are going to get some kinds of reactions and debate and dialogue and discussion, and it's going to be amazing. For me, I'm team boogers. For sure, I would absolutely rather eat boogers than nails. The thought of a fingernail going down my esophagus into my stomach lining is freaking my shit out, okay? Now, that's a gross one. What about one that's like, would you rather eat a bag of your favorite chips or a carton of your favorite ice cream? Well, those are both amazing because they're your favorites, right? So this would be the equivalent of if I had a carton of Bananas Foster's ice cream, or if I had a bag of jalapeno kettle chips. Those are my two favorites. And like Jalapeno, I love that spicy. I love that crunch. But Bananas Foster's ice cream is hard to find and it's delicious. Which would I choose? Oh, I'm choosing Bananas Foster's ice cream. Right? That was hard because both of them are fantastic. I'm kind of curious what you would answer in those situations. If you want to shoot me a message and we can chat about this, we can have a little dialogue and debate in each other's direct messages. Let's do that. I'd love to hear about that. But the reason why I bring this up is because the foundation of would you rather, in my opinion, is a really solid teacher strategy. Because I think that you can use that to your advantage in so many different ways. And this is something that I love using on a hump day. In the middle of the week, sometimes our kids need a boost. They need something fun. They need something fresh. They need something to spark their creativity and spark conversations so we can get over that hump that we're in the middle of the week. And so I love doing a Would You Rather Wednesday remix, where I take questions like this and I strategically allow them to unfold in my classroom. So I want to give you a direct real life example because I did this with kids today. And it had nothing to do with toenails and boogers, and it didn't have anything to do with ice cream or chips. Those are great questions, but I think if we really want to utilize our morning meeting time, if we want to really capitalize on our advisory or homeroom, I know some of you might call it when time, like when meaning what I need time. And so it's that time in your day or in your schedule or in your week that is set aside for building life skills, communication skills, empathy, compassion, all of those things that we know our kids need to crush it in life. Whatever time you are using for that, I think we have to be strategic so we can problem solve with kids during that time. And so on Wednesdays, I like to do a Would You Rather remix. And today's question that I threw out to them was, would you rather invent a new sport or invent a new holiday? Now, their initial reactions on this were immediately split. I had half the class vote and they wanted to do invent a new sport, and I had half the class vote on invent a new holiday. So those were their like initial reactions. But the structure that I create in my SEL time, the structure that I create in my advisory is once we get that initial vote, what I want to do is dive in and dig deep into the why. Like, why did you vote that way? And what I love to do is create these really effective pro-con T charts. So like, what are pros and cons of creating a new sport? What would be the pros and cons of creating a new holiday? And what I want to do is give you some examples and samples of what kids said. Because if my kids are able to create this kind of dialogue, I 100% believe that your students can too. Then you can model this same teaching in your classroom. And P.S. at the end of this, I'm going to tell you where you can literally find this document and 179 other full documents just like it, so you don't have to plan another stinking SEL lesson. You don't have to waste any of your teacher time ever planning an advisory or morning meeting again, because it's fully planned for you, okay? But for now, let's talk about what my kids said. So we're just kind of going around the room having an open dialogue conversation. Because in my classroom, if I want students to share, then I think I have to create two things. One, a system where kids can share, and also the space where kids can share freely without fear of judgment, without fear of kids getting attacked. And I think that's part of building a really positive climate and culture in your advisory or SEL time. So kids are just openly sharing. And the very first thing that a kid said is, can I add a pro to creating a new sport? And I'm like, yeah. And they're like, that's just great exercise. We're always looking for new opportunities to exercise better while having fun. And a bunch of kids are like, that's a really good point. That's a really good point. And then a kid raised their hand and said, I have a counter argument to that. There are already so many sports. In fact, the kids said, quote, there are already so many frickin' sports. And use the word frickin'. Now, this is a middle school classroom. So in my class, do I consider that a cuss word? No, I think that's just the kids are saying frickin', and that doesn't bother me. But what I did was I heard that emotion, so I dug a little bit deeper. The kid didn't just say there's so many sports. The kid said there's so many frickin' sports. So I said, help me to understand what emotion you're trying to convey when you say frickin' sports. And he's like, seriously, Miss Genta, have you looked at like what they are showing on TV these days? If you've got cable or if you've got some sort of streaming TV service, what ends up happening is that all of these networks are sports network, NFL network, NBA network, MLB network, ESPN, and was going on and on and illustrating examples of how there are so many sports and how like we as a culture, we as a community, we as a society are kind of obsessed with sports. So do we really need more sports? The kid did it respectfully, but was able to back up their answer with data. And I thought that was a really fair argument. And when we make fair arguments, you know what it's hard to do? It's hard to disagree with that. You might emotionally disagree because you like sports, but that student was able to back it up. And that's what's really gonna unfold when you're strategic about this Would You Rather remix. Another student raised their hand and said, I'm Team Holiday because I just think they're easy to create. And I said, okay, tell me more. What do you mean they're easy to create? They're like, seriously, like you can just say like tomorrow is National Pepperoni Pizza Day. And you can just tell people that and you say, let's celebrate. Like you can literally convince your parents to go get you pizza for dinner tomorrow if it's National Pizza Day. Or like National Snuggle with Your Dog Day. Like how cool would it be if just everyone loves on their dogs a little bit more because we created a holiday called National Snuggle on Your Dog Day. Like that's so easy to create and people are excited to celebrate things. What a great statement. I totally agree. Another student said, can I add a con to holidays? And I was like, yeah, what's the con? And they're like, well, I kind of have two. I feel like on a holiday, that's hard to make money. And on a holiday, you wouldn't get credit for inventing it. And I said, help me to understand what you mean. They're like on a holiday, it's just like, yeah, today's like National Pepperoni Pizza Day. What if you wanted to make money off of that? I'm like, well, pizza companies are making money. And I said, let's talk about Valentine's Day. Valentine's Day wasn't that long ago. Did you know that Valentine's Day is a multi-million dollar holiday? Halloween is a multi-million dollar holiday. Companies are making a lot of money off of that. And they're like, yeah, but I am pro make new sports. Because if you make new sports, you can invent the sport. Then you can create the sporting goods that go with it. And then you're famous because you created something new and you can make money off of the equipment that you need to sell for the sport. Kind of like Spikeball. Now, that was a lot of information for me to unpack. But what I love about it is, like, did you hear the critical thinking that happened on that student? Did you hear like the life connections that kid was trying to make? What I heard in that moment is that kid cares about budget. That kid cares about branding. That kid cares about entrepreneurship. That's really cool. That was the undertone of that. Because in fact, a kid said, ooh, I've got something to add to that. It would be really easy to make a new sport because you could brand it by shooting a video and uploading it to TikTok, and you would like do a demonstration video and then you could share it on social media because people would want to watch to learn how to play the sports. Then all of a sudden, this Would You Rather didn't just become a yes, I vote for this or yes, I vote for that. It became a real life conversation of what does branding mean? Well, I live in a rural community, so my kids understood what branding means because they're like, yeah, branding is like when you engrave using heat stamps into your cattle. And I'm like, that's true. That's true. Branding in the social media world and in the business world means what? And they're like, putting your name on it so people recognize things. And we made a really cool life connection. They're like, oh my God, I didn't realize that's why it's called branding. Because in cattle branding, you're putting your name on things so you remember who it is or what it is. And I'm like, exactly. I hope you're seeing what is unfolding here. Basically, this Would You Rather remix is going to give kids the time and the space to share. It's going to give kids the time and the space to debate, to back things up with data, to disagree appropriately, and also to maybe change your mind. Here's what I mean by that. At the very beginning of this activity, we took a vote, just a casual quick vote. What's your initial thought? Are you make a new sport? Or are you make a new holiday? And kids voted. But then as we communicated and we added information and we talked about pros and cons of all of these things, at the end, I give my kids a time and a space to change their mind, to re-vote. Because now you've got a lot more information. Your brain and your body and your heart and your head can now take all of this information, can synthesize it together and decide, is that what I really think? Or can I change my mind? And I think that's a really important life skill that our kids need. Our kids need to learn how to change their minds, when to change their minds, why to change their minds, to not just make it this loosey-goosey thing. Like, oh, my friend wanted sports. I'll pivot over to sports. Like, no. Like, how did you vote for the second time? And back up your vote. At the end, was it a 50-50 split? It was not. We had kids pivot. We had some kids stay the same. We had some kids go like, originally I was team sports, but now I'm team holiday. We had some kids who were team holiday and they pivoted in the other direction. This Would You Rather Wednesday is a huge opportunity to get kids talking about some real life things, to do so in a calm and communicative environment. Because I think sometimes when kids get into a debate, it's on the playground, it's on the basketball court, it's on the bus, and that can get really volatile. But if we can model how to debate and disagree and really think things through, really problem solve, really like T-chart pro and con things, those are skills that they are going to absolutely transfer over into other areas of their life. That's just how learning works. Transferable education. So maybe the question is, how could you transfer this idea into content and curriculum? My content and curriculum this year is science, but also SEL time. I think it's becoming more and more and more common for teachers, regardless of the age group or the subject area that they teach. It's becoming more common for teachers to have a dedicated advisory, homeroom, morning meeting, SEL, win time. The hard part about it is when we start adding these classes in these subject areas like advisory or morning meeting, it doesn't necessarily mean that we're getting more plan time. It's kind of like one more thing on our plate, one more plate to keep spinning. And I understand as a teacher how that can be really frustrating. So if you like this idea and you're like, girl, I don't know if all would you rather questions would work quite like that. I agree. Okay. Because I've been experimenting with these questions for years, and not all would you rather question get kids emotionally charged like the one that I just shared. They don't. But what I have done was taken 36 would you rathers that I have done with students that have worked really well, that have created debate, that have created conversation, that have created controversy in an effective way. And I have made official lesson plans for those 36 would you rathers. And then what I did was I created that at a middle school and high school level. And I have another 36 would you rathers for like an elementary level. And if you've never checked out these lessons, I want to give you an opportunity to do that. It's actually part of my 180 days of awesome SEL curriculum series. That's 180 full lesson plans with questions, with conversation starters, with activities, with videos, with links embedded. So you literally do not have to plan a single morning meeting or advisory lesson for the entire year. It's fully done for you. Every single lesson and activity works because I've literally done them with my own students over the course of the past 15 years. If you want to check out this full curriculum series and save yourself so much teacher time and save yourself so much teacher stress, you can go to monicagenta.com/180SEL. That's Monica, GENTA.com/180SEL. And you can check out these activities. You can look at samples and decide if it's a good fit for your classroom. Would you rather is one of those things that is going to make your hump day and every day more engaging in your classroom and in your learning community. And I'm confident that you are going to love it, and so will your students. So where do I fall on which I would pick? Am I team make a new sport or team make a new holiday? I definitely am on team make a new holiday. And here's my reason why. What's a pro of making a new holiday? The pro is because every single day deserves to be celebrated. Every single day, there is something that we can clap instead of critique. And what if we applied that to our classrooms? What if we said, you know what? I'm going to have 180 days of awesome this school year because every single day of education deserves to be celebrated. I totally think that can happen, and I think it can happen even better and easier when we have 180 days of awesome SEL lessons ready to go. So don't forget to check out that link in the show notes. I would be pumped to hear how this Would You Rather remix concept goes in your own classroom. I want to thank you so much for listening to this episode, but most importantly, thank you for living this teacher life.